Tonight's meditation is indoors by the fire in a very, very quiet, intimate space. By sitting here, we make it a sacred space, a place of reunion, a place of love. With the new moon, which took place this morning, we enter a new chapter. We feel a slight change in the atmosphere around us. Something has shifted. The fog that surrounded us in the past days has turned to a soothing, protective cocoon, in which we can sit and rest. Sit and rest. It is so essential to take that moment of respite and reconnect with our infinite being beyond all manifestation and form. This new moon was in Pisces. Sign in a realm of infinity, infinite love, this particular flavor all around us. Is also due to the presence of several other celestial bodies in Pisces, apart from Sun and Moon. First of all, we have the magnificent immense presence of Neptune, the master of the oceans. The king of the invisible kingdoms of unity. The presence of Neptune in its own sign, Pisces, gives this mysterious touch. We could feel in the foggy days and the precious enveloping support we can feel now. Neptune is huge. His realm is the infinite, the limitless ocean of self. His vibration is slow. We can feel it now. Access to the limitless, to the infinite. Access to the perfection of self is given for a moment. With the new moon in Pisces, we can become aware of that vastness, of that depth. And embrace it as our kingdom, as our birthright. In our human existence, powerful presence of Neptune next to the moon, they are conjunct, allows us to dive deep into the recesses of our unconscious. And remember union, remember oneness, remember infinity, divinity. Subtle flavors enormous awakening as we remember those flavors to be part of our being and not stranger, foreign, distant, elusive. Every year when the sun and moon conjunct, the new moon in Pisces, it is called, is the moment in the year we can best remember self as oneness, that beingness that embraces the universe, Feel the vastness, feel the depth, and feel the love. Because one is love. The vibration, the frequency of love permeates, pervades the entire universe. As you can feel right now. Moreover, Venus is also in Pisces right now, next to Neptune. Venus is the emissary of love. Venus always resonates, emanates, attracts love. Her presence in Pisces is the joyful one, playful, mischievous. That Venusian quality is the calling, the longing you can feel deep within. The calling, the longing. That desire for oneness and love. As Venus connects with Neptune in Pisces now, she's elated, she's overjoyed. And can't help inviting us to follow our divine calling. To listen and follow desire, pleasure, enjoyment. This is an open invitation to enjoying life and all dimensions. Our experience as a human being. The cheerful Venus tone in the Neptunian ocean gives a touch of softness, inviting more peace, perhaps stillness, but mostly that opening to the vibration and frequency of love. Venus is a direct access to infinite love. Follow your desire, follow your deeper longing, follow the inner guidance that takes you to your final destination. fusion that's merging with infinite love in the infinite ocean of the divine, the realm of Neptune. The quiet place, hence the sacred space opened by the fire, the stillness, the silence, and the deep listening. We can listen into our depth. Now is the time when the sun and moon connect. Pisces, we can listen within and find the universe there. Infinite, the limitless, we can dwell in those spaces. The respite we need to regroup and reconnect and get inspiration from source. To nurture, nourish, and protect our embodied essence. No other new moon is vaster than the one in Pisces. Explore that, feel it, reach further outwards, inwards. Feel the all-pervading presence of the divine. Feel beyond the relentless movements in the oceans of our planet. Beyond all the symbolic meanings, feel that soothing oneness to be the realm where you want to live here on Earth. The paradox infinite love of the infinite divinity and perfection is that they are to be found here, right where we are sitting on this planet as a human being, embodied. Feel the divinity, the perfection, the infinite love. That being you are now. Feel how your essence that has manifested bodies is illuminated by infinite love. Is nurtured by infinite love. Is supported by infinite love. Quintessence of unity. The kingdom of Neptune. And you may perceive as well laws that keep the universe together and maintain its perfection moment by moment through every phase of personal and collective evolution. Eclipse of that perfection the perfection of all that is all that is in all dimensions of our current experience and beyond. The subtle alignment of all manifesting shapes and forms with the vibration of one and love. Sit, relax, breathe, relax more. Breathe again and relax even more. this is the time we need to restore our connection with Source, with our eternity and divinity, and to restore our balance and well-being in all the dimensions we are busy with in this incarnation, whether we are aware of them or not. Invite the healing that is harmonization of all the corrupt, distorted timelines, past, present, and future. As you are bathing in the vibration of one and love, supported by those many celestial bodies that are consciously supporting our journey. Those celestial beings are great masters, guiding our evolutionary path moment by moment. Allow the necessary transformation of residual corruption, distortion in all timelines you are connected with and have taken part or will take part in, thereby inviting a general clearance of residual pain and suffering caused by them. Whatever they may have triggered for you personally or for the collective, feel, know that they are being restored to their original vibration and become innocuous. Harmless. Once the residual distortions are resolved, what we can feel is the harmony of the spheres, aka the song of the divine sung by all planets of our solar system, in particular Venus, the emissary of love, singing the love song of your soul, of your eternal self. In the infinite time. timeless space of Pisces. And in that frequency we sit, we bathe, immersed in oneness and love. And there we dwell for a little longer in complete surrender to our eternal truth. Time now is for reconnection. We have to reconnect with our universal self to a degree we have never experienced since the original split. That soothing space, that cocoon-like space, is supportive of that reconnection and reunion. To honor that by giving yourself one more moment to sit still, quiet in your divinity, bathing in the frequency and vibration of your eternal self that is one with all, that is whole. Precious input of this new moon be with you tonight and in the coming days. May those powerful influences rejuvenate and regenerate your human self. May they reaffirm your unwavering confidence. In your evolutionary journey at this crucial time, we are blessed with unity, divinity. Soak it in, remember. this remembrance is what will illuminate your embodied essence. And support all its expressions in shape and form. Honor it. Pay your respect, express your gratitude for the reunion with self. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And for honoring yourself in such a beautiful way. I wish you a wonderful night, and a beautiful journey into the light of the infinite.